first, the big news in the Freethought world this week is the lawsuit taken by Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers seeking a permanent injunction against, guess who? Against God. The lawsuit wants to cease certain harmful activities and the making of terroristic threats. So we've got Senator Ernie Chambers on the line with us.
And by way of a little background, Senator Ernie Chambers was first elected to the Nebraska legislature in 1970. He's now the longest serving senator in the history of the state of Nebraska, but he has a national constituency. He's become so successful as a defender of the downtrodden and as a thorn in the side of non-progressives that a term limit amendment was passed in 2000 exclusively to ensure that Ernie cannot run again after the year 2008. And we have known Ernie Chambers for some time and admired him.
His name's in all the history books.
His name is in all the legal books because he, as the legislator, challenged paid prayers before the Nebraska legislature, and that was a case in the 1980s that wound up before the Supreme Court in 1983. Unfortunately, the Berger Court ruled against Ernie Chambers in a case known as Marsh versus Chambers. They said prayer was traditional. But it's a testament to Ernie Chambers' powers of persuasion that after that lawsuit, Nebraska did decide to stop paying for prayers anyway to open their legislature. Ernie has fought the death penalty in Nebraska, a very brave solo fight. He's continued to be an activist for state church separation, among many other civil liberties causes.
Welcome to Freethought Radio, Ernie. It's a real pleasure to have you on our show to talk to you again. We met you back in 2005 when you made an exception for the Freedom From Religion Foundation to accept our award, the Hero of the First Amendment in Florida. You remember that?
Yes, I'll never forget the occasion, and nothing has pleased me as much, and I'm not just saying that.
And you're in the news again and again and again, from your famous lawsuit and now again this week. Tell us about this issue this week.
There are two conflicting, apparently, ideas here. One is frivolous lawsuits. The other is the right for anybody to have access to the courthouse, and I'm right between the two. I believe that every person should have access, but I also would hate to see frivolous lawsuits proliferate. But there are different groups who have pushed their agendas by way of frivolous lawsuits, and in order to emphasize and underscore this point, I had to find a hook that would catch the fish that would engage the attention, literally, of everybody around the world, and that's what happened
when
I filed this lawsuit.
So your lawsuit is called State Senator Ernie Chambers versus God.
Yes.
And you filed this on September 14th in a federal courtroom, right?
No, this is in state
court. Oh, in state court.
Yes.
And, of course, you said that you can file this in state court. It happens to be Douglas County, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Because, after all, the defendant, God, is omniscient, and so he's everywhere, so why not file in Douglas County?
Right. Omnipresent, everywhere, omniscient, he knows everything. So he's a resident of Douglas County, giving the court jurisdiction. And since he knows everything, he has noticed that this suit was filed, so I don't have to worry about trying to find him to serve papers.
That's right. Now, in your lawsuit, what you said is that God has made terroristic threats.
Yes.
Through his various earthly spokespeople.
Yes.
And against you and against your constituents, and that God has inspired fear and caused widespread death, destruction, terrorism of millions upon millions of the earth's inhabitants.
Yes, so, and I point out that I'm relying on the chronicles written by his hand-picked chroniclers, and everything I allege in the lawsuit is what comes from the Bible. The reason I didn't mention it by name is because various religions have a supreme being, and they claim this supreme being told them to write certain things. So I didn't name the particular publication, but they all follow the same pattern. They were told to write these things. They chronicle terrible things that God did to people on earth, and there are additional threats that were made if you don't do what he tells you to do.
So
I want that stopped.
Is he going to show up in court?
Well, some people wonder whether he will or not, but it makes me no difference because he's everywhere anyway, based on what they say. And when people ask me, since I'm not a religious person, am I acknowledging the existence of God? I said, that doesn't even come into question because this country does on their money, in their Pledge of Allegiance, legislatures pray to him in the very oath you swear in court. So I don't even have to deal with that issue.
And some state mottos have God in it, too.
Yes, they do. So I don't even, that's not even a hurdle for me to surmount. And I'm hoping that this will generate a type of serious discussion about the court system, access to the courts, and the types of lawsuits that may be filed and how they should be handled.
Now, I know that you're making a point about the filing of lawsuits and the filing of frivolous lawsuits, but obviously, too, I think you're assuming that you want to make people think about religious claims.
Oh, for sure. And the lady called me today very disturbed because she said she is in contact with people in Israel, and they are very troubled by this lawsuit. And I said, well, why? Well, they're worried. But I said, look, show you that something good may come of this, I'm not religious, but for those people who are, maybe it will make them reexamine their relationship to their God, whoever that may be, how they treat their fellow person based on their religious requirements. And if that happens, there's something good out of it even for them.
Is there a jail cell big enough?
Well, we don't have to worry about that either.
Well, you're asking for a kind of a cease and desist, right?
Oh, yes. It's to enjoin God permanently from committing these atrocious acts or causing them to happen and from making the terroristic threats. And before people dismiss this out of hand with my allegations, the law and the insurance industry recognize what they call acts of God. They are always calamities and disasters. So they're the ones who gave me the grist for my meal. And the fact that I've ground it up, baked some bread, they now don't want to eat that which they supplied me the information
That's
for.
That's right, because an act of God, the insurance companies and the government are not responsible for that. God must be responsible.
Right, and that's what they allege, so insurance companies don't have to pay off and the government's not responsible.
What if God offers to settle with you for, say, $1 million?
Well, there's a funny thing. There was a cartoon where God was sitting at the table right next to me in the courtroom, and all these people who support him are standing up thanking him for all the millions he's killing in Iraq and getting rid of the gay and lesbians. So God leans over and he says, maybe I ought to try to reach a settlement after all.
Who did that cartoon?
It's in the Lincoln Journal Star, and if you want me to, I'll send you a copy of it.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so I should just send it to the address on the papers that I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Now, what kind of response have you been getting from your fellow senators there in Nebraska?
I'm aware of only one senator, and I didn't hear it, but he apparently was being interviewed on CNN, and they were trying to get him to say that I'm a nut, but he pointed out that there is validity to this, and there is a serious issue being raised, and there's a professor at Creighton University Law School who's using the suit as a teaching aid.
Well, it's got a lot of playfulness, you have to admit.
Oh, yes, well, sometimes humor is the way that you can get a very serious message across. So although there is a bit of humor, if people will look at it, they will see that there are some very serious items in it. And I even make reference to the fact that there are living people who claim to represent God, who say that he is going to do more terrible things than in the past, and he's going to continue making these terroristic threats to coerce people to do what he wants them to do. So I'm trying to make it relevant to those who are alive today, as well as those who are long gone.
You've been getting, I'm sure, press calls and media calls from all over the country, and this has been headlines all over the world.
There is a Polish camera crew coming here a week from Thursday, and a crew is coming from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Nova Scotia Sunday. So not only are calls coming, I've gotten calls from Germany. Some people from Ireland have called the clerk's office to try to reach me. So it literally is all over the world.
Well, it will be very interesting to see what the fallout is. Do you know anything about the judge whose courtroom you ended up in?
It happens that it's the only black judge, and I haven't heard, and nobody else has yet, what he proposes and plans to do. But regardless of what he does, I've achieved more than I anticipated, but no more than I hoped.
You know, you're showing the other side of the picture, because whenever something good happens, like it's a sunshiny day or there are blessings or a great harvest, believers are quick to give thanks to God. Mm-hmm. But when bad things happen, why don't we have a national day of cursing God rather than a national day of thanksgiving?
And the fact that you say that will make them curse you, you cannot imagine. Maybe you all can. The kind of hateful, vile things that are said to me through anonymous callers based on this lawsuit on behalf of God. And occasionally they'll stay on the line long enough for me to say, who taught you to speak and behave like that, your church or your family? Then they hang up.
So, but no death threats yet?
No, I don't think that occurs to them. They are so furious, they just want to pour out on me what their emotional response is. But I've been in the world a long time, in public life almost as long. My skin is thick, and I expect there to be controversy and for people to respond in an irrational way, because we're dealing with a subject that I consider irrational, looking for some supernatural intervention in the affairs of the natural world.
And isn't your Senate term just about up anyway now?
Next year is my last year, and when that happens, there'll be hallelujahs shouted throughout the land of Nebraska. Although there are some people starting to write to me now and call me about how regretful they are that I'm not here, because the role that I play and the things that I do will no longer be available, and they know that there's a valuable service I perform for the state.
Oh, yes. I mean, you're the longest-serving Nebraska senator in history. Mm-hmm. How many years is it now?
37, and when I'm out of here, it will have been 38, provided an effort that a lawyer and I are considering is unsuccessful in overturning term limits. But I can't speculate what the outcome of that will be.
But, you've not only been the defender of the downtrodden, but the defender of civil liberties in Nebraska.
Right. Even the right of religious people to be religious if they want to, but I want to stop them from trying to impose what they think and believe on other people by means of governmental agencies.
Well, there is no other senator, state, or otherwise like you in the world.
And a lot of my detractors would say, thank God for that.
And
we thank Ernie.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And if it makes you feel any better, you should know that we will not be praying for you.
So. Hey, that's what I needed. Now my day is complete.
I think we're out of time here, right? I'm Dan Barker with Free Thought Radio. We've been talking with Nebraska Senator Ernie Chambers, a non-superstitionist, a longtime defender of civil liberties, about his lawsuit, Chambers versus God.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Ernie, on Quick Notice.
It's been my pleasure. And anytime you want me, call me. And unlike the defendant in my lawsuit, I will answer.
Great.
Okay.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker for Free Thought Radio.